This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning at steveandtedservices.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS, Inc.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordano. Good again! Good again! Three from the same spot for Braylon Cordano. Loose ball rebound, Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Quick Sharoo! Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Randall. He on the arc to the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skylar Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under, banks it down. Pete Sherman. High left, it goes to Mesher. Back door, Colleen. Great feed. Colleen layup, got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Cordano, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Shappy, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Rushi Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewey. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewey caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Worman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. CC Borchers down the left side of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand and makes it. Good play.
He is becoming the complete basketball player.
CC Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my. Did he get away with the travel? Wow. Rushi bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Kaiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skip, and a jump into the lane. Six footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Lauderdale in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane, driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Laramie in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard, and Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are here at Minster, where tonight the Jackson Center Tigers take on the Minster Wildcats, who are 3-14 on the year. One win in the Midwest Athletic Conference, a number of very close calls. We'll run them down for you in just a few minutes, including last night when Minster had Delta St. John's beaten with a minute to go, but failed to secure the victory. Jackson Center was idle last evening. Tigers 15-1 on the year, ranked second in the state in Division 4, 9-1 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Head coach Scott Elkert has an outstanding club, Chuck. No denying that. It's a team that's deep. It's a team that's got great outside shooting. It's got size on the interior. A couple, three different quarterbacks in the club, including a senior, Camden Reese. Jump shooters galore. And it's a team which will pressure you defensively, much like Rushi. Not a weakness on the Tigers.
No, those are two mirror images of each other, basketball teams. And I guess luckily for us, but unluckily for them, they play in the same league. So we get a chance to see them play twice and down the road possibly a third time if they both get to the regional finals. You know, and we talk about Jackson and we talk about, you know, Mullenauer and Fark, and we should, and they shoot the heck out of it. But to me, Camden Reese, I don't know what he averages, maybe five a game, something like that.
Right in that neighborhood. Yeah.
But he is so valuable. He defends. He takes care of the basketball. He runs the point. Right. He'll defend the post. He'll defend the perimeter. He's not going to get any Player of the Year votes, but I'll tell you what, he's as good as there is out there.
What I like about Jackson Center is the fact that the other night against Fort Loramie, the Tigers were not razor sharp. Head coach Scott Elkert would say we weren't even sharp most of the night. But yet, when Jackson Center needed to, they'd run Jace Mullenauer off this curl at the elbow. And Jace was right on the button. He made key basket after key basket. And that's what seniors do for you.
Right. And, I mean, he does such a good job getting in the lane. He's only 5'10". And he elevates well, gets his shoulder squared, and that's why he's such a good scorer.
And then off the bench, Reed Platfoot, a lot of size.
Yep.
He's getting more skilled at learning to finish those short 4- and 5-footers, use the backboard. And when he becomes a force, and it's going to happen yet before the year is over, then Jackson Center is really complete inside, outside, all over the court.
Well, he's already a good rebounder. He goes to his left hand and right hand equally well. Shoots the ball from outside a couple of times. He's got nice form. So, yeah, he's going to be a heck of a basketball player for him. Only a sophomore.
By the way, we are in the waning second of our preliminary game tonight, JV tilt. Jackson Center leads Minster 24-22, 1/10 of a second to go in the fourth quarter.
Right, and Jackson's shooting, well, maybe they're not, because that was only the that was a 17 foul. They will be shooting the 1-1. This was just the antithesis of last night's JV game. That was a well-played war. This has been a struggle for both teams to put the ball in the basket.
You're referring back to the Anna Rushi JV tilt last evening, won by Anna Basix, a close call. A very good game. Junior varsity contest at Rushi one night ago. This afternoon, the Marion Local girls defeated Anna 37-28 in a game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. Marion Local offensively did not look like number 8 in the state in girls D4, but sure did defensively. And in the end, that was the difference in the game.
Well, I mean, you watch them play, and yeah, you can see where they could beat anybody with their size and the way they play defense. Not a real gifted offensive team, but they got some shooters. They got some kids that can put the ball in the basket.
A real quick synopsis, Chuck, about this Minster varsity club that will oppose Jackson Center here tonight. It's a team which has played at 5 or 6 opponents right down to the wire. Losing to Wapakoneta 54-51, Parkway 53-51, Lima Perry 41-39, Fort Loramie 45-42, St. Henry 70-66. Was even with Lucas with 5 minutes to go, got beat by 10, 70-60, on and on and on, did down Houston and Anna in the Shelby County Athletic League, defeated New Knoxville in the MAC. That is Minster's only win in the Midwest Athletic Conference, and it's simply a result of being so young. It's an extremely youthful Minster varsity. That's all there is to it.
Well, they've got, I counted up before, I think they've got like 9 freshmen and sophomores. And one of their better players and their quarterback on their football team is out. He's a heck of an athlete. That hurts them. They've had some injuries. They're a dangerous team. You would not get Scott Elkert, and he would be honest with you if he told you that They're going to have to play well to win the game tonight.
You referred to Brogan Steffi, who's done for the season, hip injury. He will be back full go, top of the line strength for football and basketball next year. He had multiple 20-point games this year on the court before he went out. Minster, by the way, I counted, has had three 30-plus point games on the season from a hot shot, Cole Richard, a 5'11 sophomore.
Yeah, about.
He's been spectacular. Well, he'll be the young man. Jackson Center's got to slow down tonight, along with big 6'7 Cole Albers in the middle. James Niemeyer off the bench. He's getting healthier, a 6'1 soph. It's a team which, come tournament time, in the Northwest District, could be a real tussle for anyone the Wildcats play.
I don't think anybody's going to jump on them. They're so well coached. They have such good tradition that they're not going to roll over for you. I mean, they may not win a tournament game, but they're not going to roll over.
Mike McClure, year number 7, guiding the Minster Wildcats. He said, oh, we're that close. He held up two fingers a half an inch apart. We've had leads in 5 or 6 games with 3 to 4 minutes to go.
Right.
Cannot close the deal. Meanwhile, Jackson Center has been really special.
Wow.
Since the opening season loss to Rushi at the Rushi gym at 1 point when the Raiders came from behind, down 11 at the end of the third. Since then, the Tigers have reeled off 15 in a row.
There are no places in this team. There's no soft spots. And they sub 4 or 5. They placed 8, 9 kids. They're just, and they're so well coached. They just do everything. And if they don't do it to perfection, they come and sit down and hear about it. So, and to me, that's coaching.
Yep.
So I think this is maybe his best team. We'll see how far they can go.
There's nothing better than competition between the bench players and those 5 on the floor.
Oh boy, I'll tell you what. When I had deeper teams, practice was a war, and that made you better when it came tournament time.
Yeah. Scott Elkert, you're number 24 at Jackson Center, covering 2 stints in between 4 or 5 years at Upper Sandusky. Mike McClure, a Versailles graduate, 7th year here at Minster. We'll return with more from the Minster gym. A lot of color tonight. Plenty of orange and black.
Yes, there is.
The Tigers on the road here at the Den of the Wildcats at Minster. I'm Jack, along with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number 1 in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a 1-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service. And on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in 6 states.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E. ES, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
We welcome you back here to Minster. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McPhee. Chuck, I did a little research, spoke too soon about James Niemeyer of Minster. He's not as healthy as I thought. He's lost for perhaps maybe the rest of the year for the Minster Wildcats. That's a blow.
Oh, boy.
Outstanding football player, very good basketball player, 6'1 sophomore. The club has already lost for the basketball season. Brogan Steffi. Steffi, by the way, was averaging 17 points a game. Had Niemeyer gotten on the floor a little bit, he was averaging 3 per contest. Cole Richard will start. He's at 14 a game. And big Cole Albers, 6'7" tall, a freshman. He will be in the opening lineup. A very unique roster in that Minster has 1, 2, 3 young men with the first name Cole. Cole McClurg, Cole Richard, Cole Albers. One is spelled K-O-L-E, two are spelled C-O-L-E. Interesting strategy, or whatever you want to call it tonight, for head coach Scott Elkert of Jackson Center. How do you go about defending Cole Albers at 6'7"? Might we see more of Reed Flatfoot in the post area for Jackson Center?
Well, you might, but I think you're gonna start out probably with Camden Reese on him to try to push him away from the basket.
Yep.
But, you know, with their scorers, Steffi out, and so, I mean, it becomes kind of a matchup dilemma for Jackson Center. They got to decide probably on the fly. They know how they want to start, and there could be changes as it goes. Elkert's another one that's he's only 6'2", but he's a very physical defender.
Cole Richard for Minster, a 40% three-point shooter. As I mentioned, he's had a trio of games in the 30s, 30
that's
points
nice.
Or better, and he's a marvelous three-point shooter. Keep an eye on him. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components. As Jackson Center, Chuck, I think, wants to hasten the pace. Minster, maybe not quite so much. Who will win out in terms of tempo? That could be a factor. Jackson Center would like to push it, get the game in the upper 50s. Minster maybe more in the 40s. And Minster's got to start and finish well. No doubt about it. Jackson Center has been a very good first half team all year long.
Yeah. They are a good first half team. And then they kind of coast a little bit, which is normal. Rushi is a first quarter team. Boy, they blow people out in that first quarter. And they're so similar. Yeah, Minster's going to have to make some shots tonight. They're going to have to extend, make Jackson extend their defense a little bit, and then try to get the ball inside to the big kid.
And Minster's got to stay in touch the first 16 minutes. Key building components tonight for these two clubs, Minster and Jackson Center. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. It is getting noisy right out of the chute here at the Minster Gym. Kind of setting the stage for a real scrap between the Wildcats and the Tigers.
Yeah, I don't know. That might be a good fight, but I think Tigers are usually maybe a little bit stronger, but we'll see how that goes.
A new underwriting sponsor on Scores Broadcast, Realty 2000 Group in Sydney. We understand that selling your home and buying a home are two of the biggest decisions a person can ever make. Whether you're selling or buying, you need to rely on the dependable and knowledgeable real estate professionals like those at Realty 2000 Group in Sydney. You see, Tim Gleason and his staff will help you complete the transition as smoothly as possible. We're proud to say the Realty 2000 Foundation is built on integrity. Thank you in advance for allowing our team of professionals to serve you. We are Realty 2000 Group, the number one real estate company in Shelby County at 100 South Main Street. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com. Realty 2000 Group in Sydney is one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. And being locally owned makes a big difference for you, whether you are buying or selling. Wildcats and Tigers head back to their benches, playing in the national anthem upcoming. We'll return in just a few minutes with starters in the tip. It's Jackson Center putting its 15-1 mark and second-ranked status in the state on the line tonight at Minster here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and their surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, it's the It's the usual starting five for the Jackson Center Tigers. Grant Elkert starts at a wing. Nolan Fark at a guard spot. Camden Reese, 6'3", Chuck. He is a multi-dimensional player. We continue to highlight him. You'd think automatically 6'3", tallest of the starting five. He's got to play in the post, but he facilitates, and he's out front oftentimes and brings the ball down the floor.
He's their best ball handler. He's solid. He's a senior. He doesn't get rattled at all. Plays great defense. Hits to the rim pretty well. Doesn't shoot a real high percentage, That would be something. Boy, if he could get on a roll, scoring a little bit like that from the point, they're just going to be even better than they are right now. And they're pretty darn good, as I like to say. They're the number one team in the state of the teams that aren't allowed to recruit.
So Fark, Elkert, Reese, and of course Bryson Roberts and Gase Mullenauer. It's a club that's shooting in the mid 40 percentiles on the 3-point shot. Jackson Center makes 3 of every 4 free throws, is out rebounding its opponent by 8 or 9 a game, only commits 7 or 8 turnovers. And it's a team that can come off the bench with talent as well. Boy, is it noisy in here, Chuck, between the public address, the music that's being piped in. It sounds like there's a band somewhere,
yeah,
but there is no band
there
at all.
No pep band tonight.
No.
But, no, they got the club going. I'm waiting for the lights to start flashing here. We can dance.
What'd you say? Oh, it's rowdy. Not a great crowd, an average crowd for a Saturday night contest between the Midwest Athletic Conference and the Shelby County Athletic League. Opening 5 for the Mitchell Wildcats, Ian Holman, 6'3", sophomore, Cole McClurg, 5'10", freshman, Cole Richard, a 5'11", sophomore, Logan Cooney, the only senior starter, 6'2", 12th grader, Cole Albers, 6'7", a frosh, an extremely young Minster starting 5, and that explains why the Wildcats have lost so many close games.
Right, they're young and injured. Very bad combination.
Yep, Brogan Steffi, no go for him. Understand that James Niemeyer probably out for the long haul, too, for the Minster Wildcats. Those two young men would probably give you somewhere between 35 and 30 points every game. Well, the contest starts with a couple mistakes, one by each team.
Well, Fark took a 3, and it didn't even hit the backboard. It didn't come close to the rim.
And then Minster turns it over very quickly. Jackson Center attacking to our right. In the right corner, it's Elkert. Handoff on the play to Fark. Comes off a screen. Push-off foul against Minster.
Well, there's already kind of a matchup problem for the Wildcats because they got Albers guarding Reese out on the point.
Ball inbound of a Jackson Center. Deep right corner 3 by Bryson Roberts. Around and out. Rebound Minster. Here come the Wildcats to midcourt. Outside the arc on the left. It's handled by Logan Cooney. Foul line to Albers. Goes to work on Reese. Little half hook shot in the lane. Hangs on the rim and comes off. Gase Mullenauer's got the board ahead to Fark. Pull up 15 footer. Skids off the iron. Weak side rebound Camden Reese. In and out. No good. It's stabbed out of bounds by Minster.
That's what I mean. Reese was right there under the basket, and he doesn't really shoot it. He tries to guide it in.
Couldn't quite make the cleanup work at a point blanker, and it trickled off the iron. Minster tipped it out. Tigers throw it into Elkert. Elkert baseline right to Reese. Muffed it, got it back. We played a minute 20, nobody scored yet. Baseline left, Gase Mullenauer. On the arc to Camden Reese, back to Mullenauer, left corner, goes to the short corner, back to the basket, spin move, dribbles off his sneaker, right off the top of the tennis shoe and out of bounds to Minster. Poor start, both clubs.
That looks like a Saturday night game, doesn't it?
A bit ragged, the first 90 seconds plus. No score, Minster to midcourt. Minster Wildcats in the home white, black numbers, orange and black stripes down the sides of the jerseys and shorts. Here's a long, high-arching 3 by Cole Richard. It's no good off the back rim, and it's a shove detected below the backboard against Jackson Center. Tigers are looking at each other like, who? Me?
And they call it on Roberts. He was emphatic. I mean, the official called it, and he knew what he saw.
Still no score. Cole Albers takes the inbounds pass top of the circle. Now to Ian Holman. Outside the arc on the left. Picked up by Bryson Roberts. Good switch. Elkert covers up the Minster Wildcat, who has the ball deep in the left corner. That's Cole McClurg, who is indeed wearing the former number of Brogan Steffi. Oh, good inside muscle move. Powering to the rim, Ian Holman for Minster. He banks it down to start the scoring. It took 2 minutes and 15 seconds. Mullenauer head of the circle. He's available. Swish! He's got it. 3-2, Jackson Center. quickly, four court left. Into the post, now to Albers. Turns over Camden Reese and banks it in with the left hand. An eight-footer by Albers. 4-3 Minster. Here's Camden Reese barreling down the floor to Mullenauer. Into the post to Reese. He maneuvers on the arc to Bryson Roberts. Popping out to catch Grant Elkert. He airmails a long one. No good. Weak side rebound. Yanked off the glass. Pulled down by Albers of Minster, which is up a point.
There was absolutely no Jackson Center player around for that rebound that time. They all stood and watched.
Holman just made a strong move for Minster. The two Tigers were in his path, and that's charging against the Wildcats. 5:01 to go, first quarter, 4-3, Minster in the lead. Jackson Center with the gray from top to bottom, orange numbers. Orange Tigers across the front, outlined in black. Grant Elkert, far right wing, gives it up straight away on the play to Lucas Heitkamp, who's in. Outstanding sophomore.
He's been playing really well.
Fart controls, 25 feet away, darts to the top of the circle, doesn't finish the drive. Here's Camden Reese on the arc, down inside to Mullenauer. Mullenauer trying to post up. Fadeaway 12-footer, lot of rim. It's good.
Boy, you talk about a shooter's touch. He put that so softly up on that rim. Just rolled in.
Feather-like. 5-4 Jackson Center. Albers in the post for Minster. Tries to hit the cutter down below the rim. Intended on the play for Cooney. Broken up at Jackson Center and stolen. Heitkamp to Mullenauer. Mullenauer fadeaway shot, free throw line. Too hard. Rebound pinballed around, and it's cleaned up on the play. Low on the left, but Camden Reese. Reese gets two. 7-4 Tigers. 4 minutes even to go, first quarter. Minster walks it to midcourt. Outside the arc on the right, it is Cole McClurg. Gets a screen straight away from Albers. Little pick and roll down inside to Albers. He jockeys for position. Footwork was a bit off. He might have traveled. There's contact. Foul called against Jackson Center. Oh, that was a tough one to take. Albers didn't have full control of the ball. He was juggling. His feet weren't set. No pivot foot was down. There was contact. He toes the line for two and sinks the first one.
This kid is going to be quite a basketball player in his career with the Wildcats.
Hard to believe he's just a ninth grader.
And solid. Does he play football?
That's a good question.
I liked it.
That's a very good question.
The guy next to you might know.
Both free throws by Albers are good at 7-6. I'll ask Mike Wiss. I don't think was Cole Albers on the football. Not Mike Wiss. I'll ask Josh Clooney. Cole Albers was on the football roster. He'd better be.
Yeah, big solid kid.
7-6 Jackson Center by one. Tigers have the ball right wing. It's Fark. Airmails across court to Reed. Platfoot is in to Camden Reese. They play pitch
good
and catch.
Move.
Pivot move by Reese. Throws opposite corner to Heitkamp. Back into Camden. Out of Fark straight away. Here's Mullenauer picked up by McClurg. Into the paint area to Camden Reese. Left corner jumper by Reed Platfoot. Bouncing around, no good. Inside rebound, Heitkamp, no good. Foul coming up against Minster. 7-6 Jackson Center, 3:12 to go, first quarter. Josh Clooney tells me that Cole Albers plays left guard and left tackle at the same time. Free throw, Heitkamp, he's got it. 8-6 Jackson Center. Again, 3:12 to go, opening period. Second free throw here by Heitkamp for the visitors. Up and through. Jackson Center by three again, 9-6. Final 3:10 of the opening quarter. Midcourt, Cole McClurg, 5'10 freshman. Gives it up on the play to Cole Richard. Near side pass. Fed to Logan Cooney. Minster down three, patiently working, trying to find Albers in the middle. Left wing is Cooney. Cooney scurries through the lane, doesn't shoot. Leaves it for Richard on the arc, right back to Cooney, picked up by Mullenauer. Here's Camden Reese on Albers. Top of the circle, Ian Holman. Cutting to the foul line on the play is Cole Richard. Throws that inside to Albers. A lot of contact again on the Albers shot. Foul, Jackson Center. Real good experience for the Tigers playing this kind of size in the middle, going up against Albers. He's a load, and if you advance deep in the tournament, Chuck, you might have to go up against a young man or two in the 6'7" category.
Well, this kid, and I saw Kanapke last Saturday. I'm seeing him. He's quicker and a little more agile than Kanapke is.
First free throw by Albers, in and out, no good. Second shot is perfect. 9-7, Jackson Center by a bucket, 2.5 to go, first quarter. Tigers with the ball, deep right corner. It is Lucas Hartle, Jr., on the floor now. To Fark straight away. Not sure if Fark has taken one. Maybe just a single shot to date. That's it. We're near the two-minute mark. First period, 9-7, Jackson Center. Fark retreats to midcourt, picked up by Cooney. Twisting into the lane, foul line, Jay, off the back iron. Good strong rebound by Reese. Hits a teammate driving down the lane area. Scooped up on the run. No good by Heitkamp, but he attracts a two-shot foul.
Boy, I tell you what, Reese came in there. He was 6 inches above Albers when he got that rebound.
Free throw, Jackson Center, front rim, back rim, bouncing, and it's good. Lucas Heitkamp gets it to fall, 10-7, Jackson Center. Boy, Tigers tonight, Chuck, real intent on passing the basketball. Speaking of Cole Albers.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I threw us all off.
Yeah, but Jackson Center whipping the ball around, passing it so quick here tonight. Not putting it on the floor very often. A couple of free throws for the Tigers. Push the lead to 11-7. And as Minster attacks Fark, guilty of holding for the visitors. 11-7. Jackson Center in front. 1:47 to go. First period.
Fark just picked up his second foul.
That's not good for the Jackson Center cause. McClurg at midcourt. Left side pass to Connor Schmiesing, who's in. 5'7 sophomore. Here's a long three. Yes! From way downtown. That was Cole McClurg who fired one in.
Yep.
He fired one in from long range. Countering quickly, Bryson Roberts for Jackson Center. No good. Rebound, Reed Flatfoot. Up with a shot. Low post left. Blocked on the play by Albers, but he tagged him on the wrist. Minster fans not pleased with the call. Two free throws here for big 6'5 Reed Flatfoot for Jackson Center. He eyes the bucket. It's in and out. Rattles. Doesn't go in. 11-10 Jackson Center after the three by Minster. 1:24 to go here in the first quarter of play. Second free throw, Tigers. Yes. Flatfoot pops that one home. Cole Albers getting a respite here, tail end of the first quarter for Minster. He is a big hulk, 6'7 frosh on the sideline at the moment for the Minster Wildcats. It was confirmed by Josh Clooney that Albers is a football player. No doubt he'll be on the varsity next season. 58 seconds to go, first period. 12-10, Jackson Center in the lead. Top of the circle, it is Connor Schmiesing. Right side pass, McClurg. 30 feet away, Cole Richard. Down to 42 seconds to go. Head coach Mike McClurg up off his feet, barking signals. Dribbling, it's Cole McClurg. 25 feet away, Connor Schmiesing, who looks at the clock. Half minute to go, first quarter. Jackson Center 12, Minster 10. Minster milking clock. Wildcats definitely set to play for one. 17, 16, 15 seconds to go. Jackson Center Tiger coaches shouting instructions for defense. 9, 8, 7 on the dribble. It is Cole Richard, top of the circle. Wants to step back and shoot it, can't. Ball rotated left side to Cooney. Cooney unloads. Off the backboard, no good. Superb defense by Jackson Center down the stretch to conclude the first quarter. 12-10 Tigers over the Wildcats on scores.broadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Hey, you better put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves propane for you. That's right. Burke Petroleum in Minster will meet your propane needs. Propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs, too. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire or request delivery at burkepetroleum.com, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com, 1-800-776-3097. Put Burke to work for all of your energy needs. Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs as well. Minster patiently attacking as we start the second quarter. Ball is dumped down inside to Albers. Low post right. A little looper from 4 feet is good. And we're tied up at a dozen. 12-12. Jackson Center was up two at the end of one. But the big man in the middle, Cole Albers, 6'7", ninth grader, connects for Minster. Outside the lane on the left, it is Nolan Fark for Jackson Center. Turn, squares up, missed the 12-footer, and Minster's got the rebound. Minster a chance to go in front. Wildcats have the ball. Foul line extended right. It's Albers. Hands it off on the perimeter to Cole Richard. Richard dribbling. He is the hot shooting sophomore. Poor pass. Intercepted Bryson Roberts. Ahead to Grant Elkert. Back to Roberts. Roberts 25 feet away. Gives it up to Fark. What kind of defense is Minster playing, Chuck?
They're playing man-to-man.
Uh-huh. Man-to-man D by the Wildcats. Fark to Roberts. Roberts picked up on the play by Holman. Ball rotated around to the right to Elkert. 12-12 deadlock. 2 minutes gone. Second quarter. Here's Camden Reese. Picks up his dribble. Top of the circle. Now to Mullenauer at the elbow on the right. High arching off balance jumper. No. Didn't get his feet set. Rebound down to Minster. Cole Richard head of the key. Right side pass to Holman. Looks inside for Albers. Lobs it to him. Albers pivots. Missed an eye off the backboard. Mullenauer with the board. Racing down the floor for the Tigers. Hits the trailer. Camden Reese on the arc to Roberts. Left side pass to Elkert. Out of Bryson Roberts straight away. Here's Camden Reese 25 feet out. Game tied at 12. 2.5 gone in the second quarter. A little give and go. Camden Reese hits Elkert. Ball thrown behind him. Scrum for it. It's loose. Who's got it? Held ball finally. Arrow will favor Jackson Center. Didn't think the Tigers were real sharp at their game against Fort Loramie on Friday. Minster's defense giving Jackson Center a little difficulty tonight.
It happens. These Minster's got athletes.
Sure do. Youthful team for certain. A club which over the next 2-3 years will be heard from big time. 35 feet away, Nolan Fark for Jackson Center. 12-12 deadlock. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Fark to Elkert, right side. Bryson Roberts. Albers is on him. Fark straight away, picked up by Cooney. Fark with a step back three ball from 28 feet. Missed it off the flange. Long rebound, Mullenauer. Baseline drive to the rim. Up and good. Oh, what a play. He was strong. A foul to boot. And it was picked up down low by the Minster defender. That looked like number 14 and off the bench. Noah Schwederman picked it up for the Wildcats. Mullenauer at the foul line. His charity toss here can complete a three-point play. Jackson Center 14, Minster 12. Mullenauer aims, and it is good. 15 to 12, Jackson Center ahead by three. 4:49 to go in the second quarter. That was a nifty, formidable move by Mullenauer to sustain the shot in midair, endure the foul, and get the add one. 4.5 to go in the second. Cooney top of the circle for Minster. Wildcats behind the three. Left side pass goes to Dylan Watercutter, 5'10 senior. Now hanging on Cooney, left corner. The bespectacled Cooney gives it up, gets it back. Now rotates it straight away to Watercutter. Now Cooney, elbow in the right, hands off to a three-point shooter. A long, high archer rolled in and out. No good for McClurg. Long board, Fark for Jackson Center. To Elkert, to Camden Reese on the arc. Picked up by Albers. Now the ball thrown by Jackson Center to Heitkamp. Heitkamp straight away, good look, doesn't take it. Camden Reese in the post. Now here's a 22-foot jump shot by Elkert. Rim, backboard, rolls away. Good defensive rebound, Minster. Wildcats shoot a quick three, right corner, and they bury it. Cooney, right on target. We're tied at 15. Three-point play the old-fashioned way from Mullenauer. And then Cooney knots it right back up with a 23-footer. 15 apiece. Jackson Center fakes a shot on the arc. Heitkamp baseline left, ducks under. Now to Camden Reese. 3:15 to go, second quarter. It's turned into a low-scoring defensive bout. Each team valuing the ball on offense. Jackson Center, a lot of time off the clock. Here's Mullenauer. Outside the circle, top left, missed it. Rim, backboard, loose ball, rebound, deep right corner. Who's got it? It is a push against Minster.
Boy, this is absolutely the pace that Minster wants this game to go at.
Yep, that was one of our keys early on. And that was team foul number 7 on Minster. Jackson Center's in the bonus, 2:54 to go, second quarter. Game is at 15 apiece. Lucas Heitkamp, 1-1 for the Tigers. Give Minster and head coach Mike McClurg a lot of credit. It's a club which has struggled this year, just 3 wins on the campaign. 1 in the MAC, several very close defeats. But Minster going at it, playing extremely hard tonight after a tough luck loss to Delphi St. John's last evening. Both free throws by Heitkamp are good for Jackson Center. 17-15 Tigers. Here's Minster, head of the key. It is McClurg. Baseline left, it goes to Holman, back to the basket, pivots. He walked. He sure did. He bunny hopped against the defensive Heitkamp. Jackson Center will bring it down up 2 with 2.5 to go, second quarter. Ball being walked by Camden Reese over the Wildcat logo, center circle. That's what we mean about Camden facilitating things, engineering the offense. He brings it down the floor oftentimes. Straightaway Heitkamp, left side Camden to Mullenauer, posting up baseline left, ducks under, and hits it. Mullenauer, 5 straight for the Tigers. He's got 10. 19-15, Jackson Center, 2:06 to go here in the second. Minster with the ball. High right, McClurg, lobbed out inside to Albers. He got behind the defense, and out of nowhere, Camden Reese got fingertips on it, deflected it. Loose ball rebound, far side of the floor. Over guarding against Minster. Cats a little too aggressive. 1-1, Jackson Center. 4-point game, Tigers lead. A chance to extend it here at the stripe with 1:54 to go in period number 2.
Well, they weren't excited about the fact that the Albers got his shot blocked down there. It looked pretty clean to me, and boy, I'll tell you, Reese can jump, so it doesn't shock me he can block his shot.
Yeah, Camden Reese will fool you At first look, you might think, well, he's not off the floor very high. Oh, he is. He gets up. Free throw, pumped up there by the Tigers. A lot of hop on the iron, and Lucas Arnold could not get a lucky bounce. He didn't convert on the first, doesn't earn the bonus. Minster speared the rebound. It's Ian Holman, right side of the floor. Minster down four, a minute 30 to go here in the second quarter. Minster's Cole Richards got the ball 25 feet away, starts the drive. Almost goes down to a knee, defended a little aggressively, fouled by Jackson Center, the team's fifth. 90 ticks on the clock, late second quarter, 4-point lead for Jackson Center. Tigers have tallied the last four. Here's Cole Richard, 25 feet away. How many points for Cole Richard so far, Chuck?
Cole Richards has not scored.
30 feet out, high right, McClurg. McClurg hangs on, gives it on the play to Schwederman, to Cooney. Coming out to catch, Schwederman. Down to 1:04 to go in the first half. 19-15 Jackson Center. Dribbling. It's McClurg, picks up his dribble. Right side pass to Schwederman. Minster milking the clock. Very pleased to be down only four at this point. Had it tied up a minute ago. Driving baseline right. Stopping is Richard. Tries to make a feed along the boundary below the rim. And it rolls out of bounds in the far corner. No one was home. 49 ticks to go, second quarter. 19-15. Jackson Center by four. Camden Reese walks it to the timeline, goes to Fark. He's at the Wildcats logo. Adam Mullenauer. 39, 38, 37 seconds to play. Second quarter. Jackson Center ahead before, 19-15. Fark being guarded by Cooney. Camden Reese comes out to catch. He's picked up on the play by Holman. Now Fark, two steps from midcourt, 19 seconds, 18 seconds, 17 to go in the first half. Fark looks at the coaching staff, which says, you got the play, go ahead and run it. Here's Fark, fakes right, goes left, gives it to Mullenauer, left corner. He hoists up a three ball, drills it. Mullenauer knocks it down. 3 seconds to go. Minster at midcourt, shot deflected. Good close to the first half of Jackson Center, which puts the final seven on the board, breaking a 15-15 tie to emerge as a 22-15 leader at the end of this second quarter. Very good first half. 7-point advantage for Jackson Center. Minster had tied up the Tigers at 15 apiece, but a good close to the second quarter of play for the visiting team. Looking for work? Well, you better let Spherion go to work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn up to $24 per hour, GED not required. Spherion's got 20 offices throughout Ohio, including offices in Sydney, Bellefontaine, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay, located on Ohio Avenue in Sydney. Go to applyohio.com, applyohio.com. Register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, it really works. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, 15 Elm Street, right across from Brookins. 40 years doing business at Cutaway, giving you your best do up on top. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo, stylist Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. It's our experience, your style. We will help you create the style you desire. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling, Cutaway Styling Salon. In Jackson Center, don't forget about your Pro Hardware store at 112 East Pike. Big savings always on DeWalt Power Tools. Plus savings on solid wood raised panel cabinets. Choose from 17 colors and styles. And your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. can get you beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets. They will be in stock in just a couple of weeks. Like them on Facebook, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about his Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com. Halftime at Minster, 7-point lead Jackson Center, which finished the deal quite nicely, notching the last 7 points of the second quarter. Our halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence as in Marriott's and Holiday Inns, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, the industry's clear choice. Chuck, take it away.
Well, looking at the rebounds first, Jackson has a 12-6 rebounding advantage, 6-0 on the offensive boards. One turnover for the Tigers, only 5 for Minster. They handled the ball pretty well in the first half. Excuse me. Minster 3-4 from the free throw line. Jackson 8-9 from the free throw line. Offensive rebounding, 8-9 free throw shooting is what's got them their 7-point lead. Minster led by the freshman Cole Albers with 7. They got a 3 out of Cole McClure. They got a 3 out of Logan Ganey. Then they got a 2 out of Homan. They scored 10 and 5, 15 for the first half. Jackson led by Mullenauer. He had 13. And in Heitkamp, they had 6, all free throws, 6 for 6. They got 2 out of Camden Reese, a free throw from Reed Platfoot. They scored 12 and 10 and lead it 22-15 at the half.
Chuck, 88% free throw shooting, but Jackson Center, big difference in this first half. Tigers shooting at a 75% clip from the stripe on the year in boys high school basketball. Shooting the ball, making the free wins from the charity stripe will win you ball games. That's all there is to it.
Absolutely. And you turn the ball over one time,
yep,
you get 6 offensive rebounds, so you've gotten 6 extra attempts at the basket. Minster playing really well. They've got a real nice scheme. I like the way they run Albers out and let him screen, and then they got all these shooters. And the one time they lost him, and McClure hit the 3, and they called Bryson Roberts over because Scott Elkert asked the other coaches who did that, and he told him, and they called him over and chatted with him. So they're number 2 in the state for a reason.
Jackson Center doing quite a job on Cole Richard, averaging 17 points a game on the year for Minster. He is a superb sophomore performer.
I don't think he's taking a shot, if I remember correctly.
No.
He hadn't scored, I know, but I don't think he's taking a shot.
That is our halftime report. 7-point lead Jackson Center over Minster, 22-15. We're brought to you by Schnipple Construction here at the half and by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Welcome back to Minster. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee. I'd like to let our listeners know that off and on over the last couple months, we've been shackled by every cold, flu, and virus bug imaginable. We are keeping Halls and Smiths and every throat lozenge product in business.
I got enough zinc in me, I think they could mine me at this point, but I apologize for my voice tonight. Every once in a while, it just kind of goes on me.
Opening seconds, third quarter. Jackson Center trying to build on knocking down the last 7 to end the second period and go from a deadlock to a 22-15 cushion. Minster inbounds down in the left corner. Jackson Center steers the ball out of bounds into the second row. Minster has got Cole McClurg on the floor with Ian Holman. Cole Richard is in. Holman's got the ball in the paint. Looks for Logan Cooney on the arc. Long, high-arching three off to the left. Rebound was yanked away by Jace Mullenauer. Down to Fark. Straightaway Bryson Roberts for Jackson Center. On top, Camden Reese. Reese with it, 6'3 senior. Now to Fark. Fark starts a drive. Oh, easy block. Low post left by Albers. He got his palm on that and guided it out of bounds. Jackson Center ball, baseline left, up 7. Opening 38 seconds of the third quarter of play. Inbounded to Roberts, deep left corner. Picked up by McClurg. Straight away to Camden Reese. High right to Fark. Fark spins around the screen. Cole Richard on him. Left side, Camden Reese. He brings Albers out on the floor. They post up Mullenauer. Mullenauer against Cooney. Lays it up off the backboard rim. No good. Good effort. Fine defense. Minster, though. Strong rebound below the backboard by Holman of the Wildcats. Here's a long three by Cole Richard. Clangs off the rim. Rebound rolls to midcourt. Picked up by Albers. Hits the driver. Richard layup with the left hand. He's got it. The floor was scattered. It was spread out.
I'm sure they talked to him at halftime and said, we need you to score.
The Tigers lost their assignments because the ball traveled off the iron out to midcourt, and there were a lot of openings in the half court. Minster took advantage. First 2 points of the third quarter, 22-17. Jackson Center lead. That was the first points, first bucket of the night for Cole Richard.
Yes.
Bryson Roberts, far left side. Elkert in the corner. Mullenauer in the post. Now to Camden Reese. Camden Reese gave it up, got it back. Oh, reverse layup. Oh, that wow. was really good.
That was pretty. Woo. Used the rim, protected from the 6'7 kid. Nice job.
Smooth by Camden Reese. Crafty reverse layup. 24-17, 7-point lead, Tigers. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Long three ball, Holman, Minster, a little heavy on the shot. Rebound down to Elker to Jackson Center. Sprints head of the key, almost unloaded.
Nice.
Gave it up, got it back. He drives to the rim. Oh, he missed the easy one. It bounced around, came off. Minster got the rebound. Boy, the lead could have swollen to 9. Long triple, Cole Richard, Minster, no good. Hits the rim way up in the air. Holman's got the rebound, and he's shouldered by 8 Tiger. Oh, Grant Elker would love to have that driving layup back.
Yeah.
That would have pushed the Jackson Center advantage to 9 instead of 7. Inbound Minster. Richard barges in from the right flank. He lost his man, caught it, and scored. 24-19, 5-point lead Jackson Center. 5:26 to go, third quarter. Park on the arc. He's doubled, gives it up to Mullenauer. Head of the key to Elkert. Right side pass, Bryson Roberts. Minster doing a pretty good job hedging over playing against Fark and Mullenauer. Mullenauer in the lane, he's doubled. Gives it up right wing to Bryson Roberts. Long jumper short. Rebound in the lane, Mullenauer. Short. Rebound poked out of bounds by Minster. And we've got a technical foul against somebody for Jackson Center. 5:03 to go, third quarter, 24-19. Jackson Center up 5. We've got a T on the Tigers, and it goes against Grant Elkert. Well, we'll go to the other end, and Minster will shoot. Gives us the opportunity to tell you all about the Anna Market. Looking for an extraordinary dining experience at home? Well, the Anna Market's at your service. You see, Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer an extraordinary eating experience. And the Anna Market is the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yep, the very best for the best, like you. Minster on the first tech free throw. In and out, no good. Cole Richard could not connect. Here's his second with Jackson Center up 5. Perfect. That was pure. 24-20. Jackson Center by 4. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers you delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And for your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee an excellent eating experience. Dine at home, make it extraordinary. Shop at the Anna Market, serving the best for the best like you. Here's a misplay by Minster, bad throw. Jackson Center on the steal. Tigers up 4. Fark, let's go a 3. It looks to be online. A little strong. Long rebound left corner, Mullenauer. Goes baseline, stepped on the stripe. Out of bounds, he slid. Minster possession.
Fark had as good an offensive games last weekend. He can't buy one tonight.
No, he can't. He's had some open looks. They've been from long distance. Minster within 4, 4:21 to go, third quarter. Deep left corner, Cooney. Here's a 3-ball straight away, Wildcats. Boy, that was chucked up from 28 feet by Cole McClurg. No good. Hit the heel, kicked way out to Fark. Ahead to Camden Reese. Minster needs a bucket, or I should say Jackson Center needs a bucket, having scored just 2 points here in the third quarter. Here's Fark, 25 feet away, goes to Mullenauer. Short corner jumper, swish! Oh, that was right on the button. Overplay by Minster. Couldn't deflect the pass intended for Mullenauer, the baseline. He caught it. The Minter defender was out of the way, and Mullenauer sank the shot to make it 26-20 with 3:48 to go in the third quarter.
Well, he always gets his shoulders square, and he always elevates. He's just a heck of a shooter.
6-point lead, Jackson Center. Cole Richard wants to go to Albers. Picked off on the play, but flat foot of Jackson Center. And then he took a hop after intercepting, and it's ruled a violation.
Yeah, it was good defense. Just got a little overexcited.
3:35 left, period number three. Minster with the ball in backcourt. It is McClurg. McClurg up ahead, picked up by Heitkamp, who's in now for the Jackson Center Tigers. Lucas Heitkamp, 6'1 soft. Here's Cooney. Cooney to Cole Richard. Fark on him. It's entered to Homan. Homan back to the basket. Turn, squares up. It bounces around. It is off. Rebound below the rim. Jackson Center. Foul Minster. Good block out by Mullenauer.
It was. And we talk about this game, and what does it mean? It doesn't mean anything in the league. But there is zero difference between Jackson and Rushi right now. And a loss here could really turn things around for Rushi to get the number one seed.
Oh, no question. The draw for boys is a week from Sunday. So if you think you've got an edge for the number one seed, you need to keep winning. Here is Minster powering down inside. Or I should say it's Jackson Center against Minster's defense. And boy, the Tigers were intent on getting the ball to the post to Camden Reese. One shot missed, a second shot missed, and on another follow, Camden Reese was smacked in the back. He's at the line with two. Jackson Center clings to a 6-point lead, 26-20, 2:55 to go here in the third quarter. The winner here tonight, Chuck, might break 40, could get 45. All depends on how prized these possessions become over the last, 11 minutes of this game. 2:55 to go in the third.
Well, they need to keep making free throws, that's for sure.
Camden Reese eyes the goal. He shot it. Boy, Jackson Center.
9-10.
Oh, my. 90% at the stripe for the Tigers, who shoot it from the charity line at 75% on the year. Second free throw, Camden Reese on the way. Yep. Two free throws, Camden Reese, right down through the cylinder. 28-20. Jackson Center's biggest lead of this game, 8 points. Minster cut it to 24-20, four in a row by the Tigers. 2:40 left, third quarter. Here's Cole Richard at the elbow on the right. Overplay by Fark. Gives it up to Cooney. Cooney picked up by Mullenauer, top of the circle. Far right side, Richard. Straight away it goes to McClurg. Minster pitch and catch on the arc. Richard retreats to the Wildcats logo at midcourt. Starts a drive. Off-balance shot. No, but Fark got a piece of him. Clever play, Cole Richard. No chance in the world to make that. Not convinced he would have gotten the ball to the rim even, but he did entice the two-shot foul. Cole Richard dips the knees.
Well, he's such a,
makes it.
Such a challenge to guard, because if you don't go out on him, he's got great range. If you do go out on him, he can put the ball on the floor.
Yep, he's had a few 30-point games this season. 30 points last night, I think, against Alpha St. John. Next shot by Richard, dips the knees, pumps it up, and scores again. Two in a row for Richard at the stripe. 28-22, Jackson Center by a half dozen. 2:15 to go, third quarter. Down the right side, Reese. Gives it up on the play to Hartle. Back to Mullenauer. Hits a streaking flatfoot down the lane to the rack. No, bodies fly. Ball goes out of bounds. Possession said to be Minster's.
That was an awfully nice block.
Yep, Jackson Center didn't care for the call. Good defense.
I thought it was a good block. I don't think they like what happened afterwards, because he got knocked to the floor. And I don't know. The ball didn't touch him.
Good block shot by Minster for sure. In the half-court offense, Wildcats bottled up in the lane. Richard has it knocked free. Stolen by Fark. Fark out in front. Oh, what a play! Nolan Fark. Man, he was a magician. He sprinted down the floor the last 60 feet. Fark was trailed by a Wildcat who fouled him hard as Fark, like Superman, lifted off the floor, laid it in, kissed it off the glass right through, took a jolt from behind, and he's at the stripe.
And it was all set up by the outstanding defense by Mullenauer at the other end, covering down and getting the steal.
That is so emblematic of the play of Jackson Center all year long. Rushi Raiders, too, for that matter. Defense fueling the offense. And guess what? The Tigers make another free throw. Mullenauer completes, or I should say Fark finishes off the three-point play.
Yep.
Nine-point game. Biggest bulge of the night for Jackson Center. Timeout, Minster, 31-22 Tigers, 1:40 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Well, we'd like to remind you about Meyer's Tavern in Botkins, 303 North Main. We've got a full menu, pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. You'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Every single time, you'll be satisfied at Meyer's Tavern. Great food. Omelets at 6 a.m. in the morning are terrific. And great strip loin steak at night. Minster, after the timeout, has it stolen. Jackson Center in the post. It's Flatfoot. Pivots, ducks under, powers to the rim,
wow.
Got it for two.
There you go. Had to steal at one end, basket at the other.
Reed Flatfoot took it away, and then several passes later, strong post-up move. Jackson Center ahead by 11 now. A minute 9 to go, third quarter. Minster with the ball, 25 feet away. It's McClurg.
They need an answer on this possession for sure.
To Cooney, back to McClurg. Between the rings, Wildcats, Dylan Watercutter, now to Cooney. Fark on Watercutter. Coming out to catch at the elbow on the left is Albers. Right back to the cutter. It goes below the rim, deflected out by Jackson Center.
Oh,
that was a tough call to take if you're Jackson Center. Looked like Minster tried to flag it down last and got a hand on the ball.
Well, he's a lot closer than I am, so we'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yep, we will. 48.7 to go here in the third quarter. Jackson Center, 33. Minster, 22. An 11-point advantage for the Tigers. Minster kept it snug the first 5 minutes of the third quarter, but a fine surge for Jackson Center to close out the third, much like the Tigers finished with a flourish at the end of the second quarter. Oh, what a pickpocket by Fark. Fark with a steal. Bounce pass ahead. Driving layup. Good by Mullenauer. A transition two-on-one fast break and a beauty after the pickpocket in the half court by the Tigers defense. 35-22. Another one. Camden Reese fights through Albers, knocks it free, darts the other way, fouled, going to the rim while shooting, and he's got two at the stripe.
And you just cannot relax if you're playing offense against Jackson Center because they jump passing lanes as well as any team I've ever seen.
13-point lead for Jackson Center. Camden Reese at the free throw line. He nails another one. What are they, Chuck?
12 of 13.
Woo! Unbelievable free throw shooting by the Jackson Center Tigers here tonight. That's what, 85-86%? That one rattles around, and it goes in. Camden Reese hit them both.
I'm good with the, like, 9 for 10s, but after that I'm in trouble.
37-22, Jackson Center, great end of the third quarter, 8 seconds to go, 15-point advantage. Here's McClure, got the elbow on the right. Fallaway jump shot, hit the rim. Rebound Camden Reese, and to Fark. Fark for midcourt, off the top of the backboard. Jackson Center, 37, Minster 22, end of three quarters. As we were noting for you a few minutes ago, don't forget Meyer's Tavern. You'll love the steak at night, pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, wings. Drop on by Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Bodkins. Have a seat, have a burger. Phone 693-8271. 693-8271, Myers, 303 North Main in Bodkins. We bet you won't find better. Don't forget the Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle takes place during Fort Loramie Liberty Days in July. The top prize is a 2023 Dodge Ram 4x4 pickup truck from Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. The drawing during Liberty Days in July in Fort Loramie. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. 80 prizes, 4% chance to win. Attendance not required. $100 a ticket. Purchase online at flathleticboosters.com/raffle. flathleticboosters.com/raffle.
Well, on a positive note for Minster, Cole Richards had a 7-point quarter. On a negative point, he's the only one that scored.
How many did Jackson Center get in the third?
At 15-7.
There you
and
go.
And most of that was on that late run because it was 26-22.
Right. 9 straight points for the Tigers. Long three, left corner, Fark. It skids off the rim to start the fourth quarter. Minster with the rebound. Up ahead comes Cole Richard. We've got a foul elbow thrown to Jackson Center away from the ball. It was a 7-point game, 22-15 at halftime. It was tied 15-15 with 3 minutes to go in the second.
I think I misspoke. I think it was 28-22 was the closest that Minster had gotten.
And since the 15-15 tie, Jackson Center on a 22-7 run. 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Long fadeaway by Richard. Top of the circle. Hit the rim. Backboard. Kicked out. Camden Reese has got it for Jackson Center. Wow, does he go to work. He hustles to the rim. Couldn't get it to fall.
He misses way too many of those.
And he was speeding down the floor a bit too fast. Got to the iron, and it rolled off. Spun away. Minster with the board. 7:12 to go in the fourth. Into Albers in the post. Been a while since he's touched it. Good defense, Camden Reese. Turnaround J by Albers is good, but the foul was before he lifted off the court.
Yeah, they called that on Reese. I think that's his third now.
Tell you what, Jackson Center's done a nice job. Albers hasn't gotten the touches he needs to get.
He had 5 in the first quarter, and he's got 7 for the game.
Top of the circle, it is Richard for Minster. They look for Albers. Camden Reese on him. Right side pass to the three-point shooter, Holman, overshot it. Weak side rebound. Down to Mullenauer, ahead to Bryson Roberts. Ball thrown to the post to Camden Reese. Right back to Roberts, deep left corner. Camden Reese around Albers. Shoots a pass on top. Handled there by Lucas Hartle. Near side, Camden Reese. He guns from distance. High off the iron. Taken away by Minster. Down the floor, McClurg. 6:29 to go in the game. 37-22, Jackson Center. Ball rotated straight ahead to McClurg. Tell you what, Chuck, Minster scored a lot of points in quite a few games this year. Long three by Cole Richard. That's how they've done it. He made one from out on Route 66. Longest shot of the night. Falling down was decked as he hurled it toward the rim. It went right down through, and he was fouled. To be holding Minster to 25 at this point, given the output they've had in games in the last 3 or 4 weeks, really points up the defense played by the Tigers tonight.
Yeah, that was a mistake by Roberts. He closed out right on him instead of coming to a side.
There you go.
You've got the 4-point play.
Free throw good by Richard. So instead of 37-22, which it was before the Richard shot. It's 37-26. Here's a launch by Grant Elkert from the right wing. A long two-pointer. Got it. Grant Richard pours it in. Or I should say, Grant Elkert pours it in. 39-26. Nice shot by Elkert. That was a big basket. 13-point lead, Tigers. 5:46 to go in the fourth quarter. Boy, here's a travel by Cole Richard. He took three or four running steps. He walked all over the place. He gets bailed out by contact at the end of the fourth step. And it is a foul against Jackson Center. Two free throws for Cole Richard. And, oh, my goodness, out beyond the foul line near the top of the circle and never a dribble until he got down well deep near the basket.
That was a Michael Jordan play, except that Michael Jordan could do it in a step and a half. He took four.
Eventually, a foul occurred. Two free throws, Richard. He was in the act of shooting. It is no good, and he gets number two. 17 fouls on Jackson Center, which is up 39-26. That was a real big basket by Grant Elkert just a moment ago. Minster coming off a surge, a four-point play by Cole Richard. Elkert quieted the crowd with the long two-pointer. Second free throw by Richard is in. 39-27. Jackson Center by 12. 5:42 left in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our outstanding underwriting sponsors. And they include the likes of Jackson Center Pro Hardware and Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, Francis Schulze in Rushi, Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's say hello as well to Vic Fullenkamp at Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie. Well, against pressure after the timeout, Jackson Center whistles one pass after another down the floor, and Jace Mullenauer gets the ball at the free throw line, and he pops home a 15-foot jumper, and it's a 14-point spread.
Well, they need to go to it, I agree, but boy, it causes a scatter court that makes Mullenauer awfully good.
Minster throws it inside, foul over the back against the Tigers. 5:12 to go in the game. Yeah, Mullenauer has so much firepower.
That's four on Camden Reese.
Camden Reese picks up his fourth. Cole Albers, free throw line for the Minster Wildcats. High arching free throw is good. 41-28. Jackson Center by 13. Camden Reese has had a pretty daggone good job on the monster Cole Albers for Minster.
He handles the ball. He does it all for him.
Second free throw on the way by Albers, and that was pure as well.
He's 5-6 for the free throw line. That's a nice touch.
41-29, Jackson Center up 12. 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Roberts down the floor for the Tigers. To Elkert at the elbow on the right. Now to Reed Plackfoot in the right corner. He backs it out, goes to Elkert. Roberts straight away. Both teams in the bonus. Open player Plackfoot, low on the right, beat his man, went to the rim, was fouled, holding Minster before the shot was taken. It is the 1-1, however. Not a two-shot affair. Reed Plackfoot steps up to the strike. 41-29 Jackson Center, which led by 7, 22-15 at the halftime break. Free throw Plackfoot long, only the second miss of the night. It's a charity stripe for the Tigers. Deep right corner, Cooney for Minster. Hits Holman in the post. Backs a player down. Goes below the rim. Sends it to the arc for Richard. It's wild and goes out of bounds.
Again, Jace Mullenauer covered down on it. Got a hand on the ball. Harassing Albert, and he can't do anything with the basketball.
Nope. 4:36 to go in the game. Roberts midcourt for Jackson Center. Man-to-man defense, Minster. Roberts at the elbow on the right. Into the post to Blackfoot. And it's a poke away by Albers. Ball rolled off the floor in the right corner. Jackson Center inbounding. Mullenauer to Elkert. Straight away, Bryson Roberts. Here's an overplay and a steal. It's Cooney for Minster. Bust out the other way. All the way to the rim for two. Logan Cooney makes it a 10-point game. 41-31. Jackson Center leading. Just over four to play. Elkert high right. Now to Mullenauer. Minster trying to get those takeaways. Here's Fark on the arc to the post to Blackfoot. Back to Fark. Blackfoot baseline left. Tries to feed below the rim to Mullenauer. Intercepted by Cooney. Out to Cole Richard. Stop and go move. He's doubled. Ahead to Clooney. McClure, top of the key. Cooney sizes up the three. Fakes right, goes left. Hands to Cole Richard. There's a walk. That one was minimal compared to the four-stepper 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, well, it might have been a makeup.
I think instead of saying Logan Cooney, I might have said Logan Clooney. Josh Clooney, the superb Minster athletic director, sitting alongside. So every now and then tonight, I've had Josh Clooney on my mind. 3.5 minutes to go. Fourth quarter, 41-31, Jackson Center. Mullenauer finds Camden Reese down low on the right. Shot fake. Albers fouls him from the rear. Two free throws coming here for Camden Reese. 3 minutes, 24 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 10-point lead, Jackson Center, 41-31. Free throw, Camden Reese. Lot of rim. It's good. Chuck, you hear the sayings every now and then that may go something like, well, boy, this is an outstanding 3-14 club. Got to be the best in the region, maybe one of the best in the state. I tell you what, this Minster team is far better than its record, especially when you look at all of the close losses.
Yeah, I mean, they got athletes, but they're playing undermanned. They don't have the depth that they would have. But, yeah, they've given the Tigers everything they want tonight.
Logan Cooney to McClurg. Here's a bomb, three-pointer, 30-footer, a little strong. Weak side rebound, Mullenauer, ahead to Fark. And he blows his way down the floor to the rack for two. Fark driving layup as Jackson Center got out in front. Minster crashed the board after the three-point miss. Couldn't come away with a rebound. And Jackson Center got a gimme at the other end to lead by 14 with 2:48 to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Here is our upcoming schedule on scoresbroadcast.com. Tuesday night, we will be at Lima Central Catholic. Jackson Center Tigers on the road at LCC. Tip off around 7:25, 7:30. Airtime 6:55 on Tuesday. And then Thursday night, the long-awaited rematch, Rushi Fort Loramie Girls from the Rushi Gym. 6:55 airtime on Thursday. Rushi Botkins boys at Botkins on Friday night.
Right.
So it's a good week.
It is a good week.
can't go underneath it.
Here's Albers in the post. Hits a cutter. Cooney down the lane. Oh, he blew the left-handed lay-in all by his lonesome.
Boy, they beat the defense that time. Ran the perfect play and missed the layup.
It was executed but couldn't close the deal at the basket. And Jackson Center will take it. They've got the rebound and the ball. 2:15 to go in the game. Tigers up 14. Here's a corner drive on the play by Heitkamp, and he's belted from the backside, low post right. The tight rope, the boundary beneath the rim, got around a couple of Minster players. Made a shot fake and drew the two-shot foul.
I think it's going to be 1-1.
He was not in the act of shooting. Minster, though, has committed 9. Jackson Center, 8 fouls. It is signaled 1-1. Shot by Heitkamp on the way. Missed it a little hard. Look at Mullenauer's sky. Oh, what a rebound by Jace Mullenauer against the likes of Albers and another Minster player, Andy Peppelman. What a board by Mullenauer. He was coming off a trampoline.
He came off that second spot on the free throw line and lane. And yeah, he just wanted it more than everybody else.
Camden Reese dribbling 30 feet away, fouled on the play by Minster. A minute 55 to go in the fourth quarter. Tigers lead it 45-31 over Minster. Jackson Center's defense has really stifled Minster most of the night. This was a 15-15 tie with about 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Since then, 16 points for Minster, 31 for Jackson Center. Camden Reese, what, made one, missed one, Chuck?
Yeah, that was his first miss.
He split 2. Jackson Center now has missed 4 for the night at the free throw line.
Yeah.
Minute 40 to go in the game, 46-31, Tigers' biggest lead. Dribble drive down the lane, Cooney, Minster stripped, but Jackson Center, but a foul as Cooney was handcuffed, taking it right to the rim. Here comes Jace Mullenauer over to talk to head coach Scott Elkert right in front of us. Scott up 15, always teaching.
Yeah, that is his strength, boy.
Free throw by Cooney, good. 46-32, Jackson Center. Cooney again for Minster. It swirls out. Rebound taken down by the Tigers. Up to midcourt comes Camden Reese. 14-point ball game. 46-32, 90 seconds to go. Right side pass to Fark. Popping out to catch is Mullenauer. Hits the cutter down the lane. Fark, then he drops it off on the arc to Heitkamp. Here's Reese. Near travel, far side of the floor, committed there by the Tigers. Hartle, no call. Here's Fark, bear hugging the ball. He strides right down the lane, cupping it in that left armpit, and he lays it in off the window. Oh, what a play. Boy, Jackson Center here in the second half. Some filthy driving layups. Here's a long three-pointer. It is good from distance. Who knocked that one
down? Cole Albers.
Cole Albers showing a touch. I thought that was him from long range. He rifled one in from 26 feet. 48-35, Jackson Center. Way to go, Cole Albers. Very good player for Minster. He is going to be a star. Court is spread, but Jackson Center in the offensive end. Minster comes out to guard, and Lucas Hartle hits the wide-open layup below the basket. 50-35, Tigers. 21 ticks to go. A drive by Minster, foul called against Jackson Center. And Logan Cooney goes to the stripe. He is a good-looking player for Minster. One of only about 3 or 4 seniors on the entire roster. He nails the free one, 50-36 in favor of Jackson Center, up 14, 21.5 to go in the fourth quarter. How many points for Logan Cooney tonight, Chuck?
That is, where'd he go? He has 7.
Free throw went in and out. Boy, it swirled around like a top. Wouldn't stay in. Camden Reese walks it to midcourt. Minster backs off. Reese dribbles. He's at the Wildcat logo. Center circle. That's going to do it. Down to 4 seconds. We're at the buzzer. all over Jackson Center, 50, Minster 36. It was 15-15 with 3 minutes left in the second quarter. Jackson Center turned it on from that point on, outscoring Minster by 14 points the rest of this way, including seven straight at the end of the second quarter to bolt from that 15-15 deadlock to lead by a 22-15 count. That was the halftime score. Minster got it down to four. I'm sure it was four at one point a few minutes into the third quarter. Then Jackson Center spurted to win out by 14 tonight, 50-36. Tigers were idle last evening. Minster played last night, lost a real heartbreaker to Delphi St. John's. We're going to listen to one of our sponsors for a minute, then return with our postgame 14-point win, Jackson Center over Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
With the victory tonight, the Jackson Center Tigers vault to a record of 16-1 on the year. A game on the road at Lima Central Catholic coming up on Tuesday, then home with Fairlawn next Friday. Chuck, in the league, in the SCAL, the Shelby County Athletic League, the Tigers have Fairlawn left and Houston left. Ooh. Fairlawn, Houston, the next two Fridays. Rushi's got Botkins on the road next Friday evening. Jackson Center keeping fingers crossed right now. It's a deadlock atop the Shelby County Athletic League. Both Rushi and Jackson Center at 9-1. Minster falls to 3-15 on the year, a club that's far better than that 3-15 record, to be sure. Our next broadcast Tuesday night, Jackson Center on the road at Lima Central Catholic.
I'll be listening.
Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers and highlight our stars of the game. 14-point win by the Tigers, 50-36.
It's the second Saturday in a row that they've played a MAC team that was very big. And they out-rebounded Marion by 10. They out-rebounded Minster tonight by 11. 10-2 on the offensive boards. They only turned it over five times, 13 times for Minster. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 17. The Wildcats were 12-17 from the free throw line. Jackson Center 16-20. Individual scoring, Cole Albers had 12 for the Wildcats, and Cole Richards, all in the second half, had 12 points. Going to go with Cole Albers as my Clancy's player of the game. For the Wildcats on the other side, Jace Mullenauer had 19. Camden Reese had 11. I can't split them, so I'm going to give each one of them to Clancy's players for Jackson.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. And nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the
Greek and Chinese cuisine?
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
The Jackson Center, a winner tonight over Minster by 14 points. One of our new underwriting sponsors, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center. For a brand to stand out, it must not be perceived as any other store or website. It must be trusted by its customers. Well, that's the case with Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center and insurance agents Greg and Ryan Woolley. For over 55 years, offering individual and personalized service and attention that you trust and need to be assured you are properly insured. Whether it's your farm, home, car, or business in Shelby, Auglaize, or Logan County, or anywhere in Ohio, Allen Ball, an independent insurance firm, which offers coverage through several companies like Ohio Mutual, for example. You might say that Ohio Mutual retains the small town location and values on which it was founded. It's a leader in the property and casualty insurance industry. Give Allen Ball Insurance and Greg or Ryan Woolley a call at 937-596-6712. They'll be more than happy to meet with you to get to know you and understand your insurance needs. It's a three-generation insurance business that customers trust and count on. AllenBallInsurance.com, AlleenBaugh, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, doing business for 55 years in person with a handshake. With a handshake, I like that. 50-36 Jackson Center over Minster tonight in boys action this afternoon. Marion Local girls defeated Anna 37-28. Our next broadcast is Tuesday night, 6:55 airtime. Jackson Center boys at Lima Central Catholic. Thanks to our online audience tonight via scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. And don't forget, a couple new underwriting sponsors about which you heard here this weekend, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center and Realty 2000 Group in Sydney. For Chuck alongside, Jack Kramer saying goodnight. Jackson Center a winner over Minster, 50-36 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding...